This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Evan Tagliano and J.J. Jasper. We're here every Friday giving a free education. And Ed, you have a saying about what our goals are here.
Yeah, our goal is to make our students smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
One question at a time.
One question at a time.
So we're giving trivia questions and asking you to call in, answer, and or give us one. Doing both, we prefer you ask, you answer, and you ask. We have a bank full of phone calls right now, so I don't know. I don't think we'll have time to add any because we got five people waiting right now.
Should we reset our questions?
I think you're right, JJ. Let's reset.
All right. I have two questions remaining. First, if you get money from illegal activities, the IRS does not require you to declare these on your tax returns.
Really?
Is that true or false?
Okay.
And then second question, who blinks more, men or women? Who blinks more, men or women? This is a factual scientific truth, and you know you can always believe science.
Here's what I've got. First question.
Wear your mask.
Which Major League Baseball team made the quote-unquote miracle comeback? They were 0-3. They won the 2004 ALCS. Then they swept the World Series. Name the team. Second question, true or false, Michael Jackson coined the phrase junk food. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one more Bible question. In Luke's gospel, Jesus teaches about three lost things in three consecutive stories. Name the three lost things.
All right, here are my questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Heretofore is a word we need to preserve. We need to bring back.
It's part of our heritage, Tim.
We need to rally
fabric.
Around.
Lexicon fabric.
Right. That's right. That's great, JJ. I like that.
It's the fabric of our history and culture.
Heretofore. All right, here we go with my questions that have not been answered. Okay, if you get this one right without looking it up or without asking somebody, then we're going to send you an AFR ball cap.
Wow.
But I'm just looking for somebody to get it right because JJ and Ed just say.
We're waiting. I can't wait. Bated breath.
What two things did Mama Pajama do?
Now, here's the deal. I didn't really watch a lot of Mr. Rogers, but when he come in there and after he got his sweater off and changed shoes, is that when Mama Pajama come on the scene to do her thing?
I think that's Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah, and I think Mr. Rogers was not married. I don't think there was.
I ain't talking about him being married. I'm just talking about, was that one of the characters?
Oh, characters.
Like,
like Mr. Green Jeans.
That's right.
Okay. All right, well, we'll find out.
A Hamburglar.
I got an answer for you.
Hamburglar on Mr. Rogers.
This singer was a big star in both country and pop music, and this singer was blind. And this is from the, so who is this? He was a big star in country and pop music.
Okay.
What is this person's name? You got me?
I got
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to go to Georgia, and Heath Barr is on the air. Heath, welcome. Welcome to Trivia Friday. You've never heard that, have you, brother?
A time or two.
Yeah.
A time or two, yes, I have.
Well, coming from Eddie Spaghetti, I feel your pain. So,
where do you live in Georgia, Heath?
So I am in Wrightsville, Georgia.
Oh yeah, I know who's from there.
Wrightsville?
Yeah. Wrightsville, Georgia.
Yeah, home of Herschel Walker.
Is that right?
There you go.
Huh.
Yeah, I was actually raised 3 miles up the road. His family and I was very close. I was actually a water boy on the football team when he won the state championship.
Wow. Well, that had to be fun to watch him grow up and then just like, I know him, and then watch that tremendous sports success that
he
achieved.
You know, the story was, I remember reading it in Sports Illustrated back in the day, back in the 80s, I think. The story was that your Wrightsville didn't have a weight room, or at least a weight room worthy of anything for their football team, because it was a really, really small school. And Herschel Walker would do like 500 push-ups and 500 sit-ups a day or something like that. Was the story.
That is actually true.
Wow.
I actually got to watch as a young boy, Herschel when I was the water boy, do some of that stuff. And he was an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
Amazing person.
Yeah.
He has upgraded the stadium here in Johnson County. And yes, he's upgraded, done a lot for the school system.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Well, ask, answer, or both, Heath, on the trivia.
Well, I'll do both. I had several that's already been answered, but I'm a musician, so I'm going to do the blind R&B and
country. All right, let me give the question again, and then you can answer it. This singer was a big star in both country and pop music and was blind. Who is it, Heath?
Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah, there
Millsaps.
You go.
That's right.
He was a pop star as
See,
well?
I think more country. Than pop.
His songs were on pop charts, weren't they, Heath?
Hmm. Yeah. His start, I think, actually, the pop songs is really what got him going, and then he transitioned and done some country songs.
Hmm. Hey, Heath, you mentioned you're a musician, singer, songwriter. What do you play? Tell us a little bit about what genre. Yeah.
I'm actually a singer songwriter. I have had a band since I've been. Was 17 years old. Do a lot of different genres, just any music. We do anything from from Purple Rain to Stuck on You to we just do a lot of classic and do some pop in the top 40.
How can people go to YouTube and watch you and the boys get together and hear some of your music?
They actually can. They can go to the Soul Shine Band on Facebook, and also they can put in Heath Claxton on Apple Music, also on YouTube. Got some stuff on YouTube as well. A song in particular I wrote for veterans of the Vietnam. It's a song called Gave It All.
Good, good.
Wow.
Well, hey, what's your question for us, Heath?
All right, so my question for you guys is, I've kind of ruined it. I was going to ask you what county was Herschel Walker from, but I'm going to shift gears. And how
we're baby boomers. We
yards...
can't even remember from 2 minutes ago. You can ask it again.
How many rushing yards did Herschel have in his college career?
Tim?
College football career. How many?
That's got to be
total?
A Tim question.
Tim's going to be
anyone's going to get
it. How many yards did Herschel Walker have in his college career at Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
I'm not going to be able to get the exact number.
Get in the ballpark.
No.
Okay, but he only played for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Freshman, sophomore, junior, and then he went to the pros. And then, but he still today holds the, I know he holds the SEC record for rushing yards, but he may be the national record for yards, but I'm going to say what now?
Impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he's liking all your details. Oh, Tim can tell you everybody's jersey number and what size shoe. He knows it all.
So to try to get close to the number of yards he rushed for at the University of Georgia from 1980 to 1982.
Well, look at him. Now you're just bragging.
And now he's showing off.
Yeah. Wearing number 34. I keep going. Wearing number 34 with the tearaway jersey.
Oh, my word. Yeah, this is my sports hero right here.
He would have run for they only played 11 games back then, minus a bowl game.
Dude, use that theorem. Use the math and use that theorem.
All right, I'll stop. I'll stop impressing everybody. you're talking about somewhere around 2,000 yards his freshman year, maybe 1,800, 36. I'm gonna say 4,500 yards, maybe 5,000 yards, something like 5,000 yards, something like that in his 3 years. Is that close? 4,000.
Y'all gave him my cap that I'm gonna get from Timothy. 5,000.
Wow. Folks, wow. Tim's not looking at his phone. That really is in his sports
Rolodex. Ladies and gentlemen, he will be here all week.
That's right. Be sure and tip your waitress. Yeah, that's Tim Wildman right
I
there.
I could have made Jeopardy.
Hey, guys, can I ask him one bonus question about that?
Absolutely, sure. While he's on a roll.
What was his number in high school? Jersey number.
Of course, 34, made famous at Georgia. I don't know his high school number. Sorry, guys. I don't know it.
Well, I'm bitterly disappointed.
Oh, 43?
43. Yeah.
Well, he probably could have got 43 at Georgia had he wanted it after his first game.
Yes, probably you know. Could have.
What happened on his first game?
Well, he it may have been the Tennessee game where he ran over Bill Bates.
The guy who went on to play for the Cowboys?
Ask him if I'm right. Yeah.
Is that right, Heath?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, that was it.
Bill Bates, he was a safety for the Cowboys,
but Herschel Walker – He played for Tennessee.
So he just bulldozed over him?
The Georgia Bulldogs went to Knoxville at Neyland Stadium, and that's where Herschel Walker made his first impression on the country. He ran
literally.
He ran over Bill Bates.
Bill Bates went up was a oh, he's pro
a,
bowler.
He was a pro, yeah. Anyway.
Hey, that's been an exciting little
trip
display.
Trip down sports memory lane.
Heath, now wait, back to the – was he supposed to get the cap? That was paid forward. I kind of forgot all about
it. He gave it to me.
From our Louisiana guy.
Yeah, the Louisiana guy paid it to the next.
Don't you want that cap, Heath? It's a good-looking cap.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to send that to you.
I'm a cap guy.
All right, thank you, Brother Heath.
Stay on the line.
I'm going to put
you on the line.
I'm going to put you on hold, Heath.
Cindy's going to get to
Cindy will get your information, and we'll get you that ball cap.
Tim, I'm absolutely impressed about all
that.
No,
I am too.
Yeah, I mean, whenever somebody says something about baseball or football, I'm amazed that you can say, well, it was the seventh inning, here's what year it was, and
yeah.
You used to know the roster, everybody's number, all that.
Well, I was born in 63. You want me to tell you the whole story?
Absolutely. Of course we do, Mr.
Anyway,
President.
It was a,
Mr. President,
it was kind
you
of
want
a,
to hear every last
it was kind
detail.
Kind of a cool morning in Houston, Missouri. My dad
you were
was
born
in
at
Army.
A very early age, weren't you?
Yes, and I had, as JJ says, I was born with
bones in your leg
and epidermis all
yeah.
over.
Yeah,
all
yeah, over yeah. You didn't have any teeth.
It was sad.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to we. Anyway, I just grew up reading the sports page, listening to sports, love sports, all kinds. I was going to be a sports writer.
You were a sports writer college.
It was, and I was going to go into, athletic director type. That's what I wanted to do. Anyway, so that was back in the day. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Should we repeat our questions for the last time?
For the very last time. Yes,
sir.
Okay.
All right, here are my two remaining. If you get money from illegal activities, the IRS does not require you to declare these on your tax returns. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false? And then a scientific question, folks. Who blinks more, men or women? That's what I've got.
And why it matters.
Well, I'm not saying it matters, but it is a question.
While you're digging, why not add who nags most? Put that alongside you.
Know,
for the record,
him.
JJ was the one that said that.
No, you said something similar.
He
you
said
just sort
talks
of nudged
more.
Me in the right direction.
I said
direction.
Who talks more,
who
but
talks
yeah,
more,
you said
you nudged me in the wrong direction.
More. Nags.
Hey.
Nags.
And,
nagging me.
And as I recall, Melanie listens to this show a lot.
Look, she,
unlike my wife or Miss Allison.
I'm married to a Proverbs 31 wife and mother, and everybody knows that.
Yes.
Hey, I haven't had a lot of nibbles on my – I haven't seen the bobber go under hardly on my questions. Here's what I've got. Number one, which Major League Baseball team made the miracle comeback? They were 0-3. They won the 2004 ALCS and then swept the World Series. Name that team.
Name that team.
Second question, true or false, Michael Jackson coined the phrase junk food. Is that true or false? Third question from the Bible, Luke's Gospel. Jesus teaches about three lost things in three consecutive stories. Name the three lost things. That's an easy Bible question.
The only question I have left is this one. What two things did Mama Pajama do?
I can't wait to hear that.
I've been waiting almost 90 minutes to hear this.
What two things did Mama Pajama do? And if you can tell me that, especially without looking it up, we'll see an AFR ball cap. But we only got 11 minutes
without watching reruns of Captain Kangaroo?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Or Mr. Rogers.
Go ahead. Who's
all
next,
right,
Ed?
Alabama.
Deborah.
And Deborah's on the line. Deborah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
It's a good Bible name.
Alabama?
Deborah, you
I don't even remember seeing
hey,
that.
Hey, Deborah, are you there?
Bible.
Deborah?
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm here.
There we go.
Right under the wire, Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah.
I'm sorry. Oh. I put my phone on mute because my husband came in talking to me earlier. So.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Was he nagging you?
The same professor.
Thank you, Deborah.
No.
He wasn't nagging.
No. Ask, answer, or do both.
No.
Hey, wait. It's first-time caller. So, Deborah, what part of Alabama are you from?
I'm from Locksley, Alabama. It's in Baldwin County. I'm about 30 minutes from Gulf Shores.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful area.
Yeah, absolutely. She's right down there near the beach.
You guys don't have to go far to enjoy that emerald, all that white, beautiful white sand.
I tell you, half the fun of going to the beach to me is going to Bucky's.
Yeah, Bucky's is only about 5 miles from my house.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We know where you're checked.
It's a great convenience store.
We know how y'all spend y'all's money.
No, my wife and Allison and I, we say we can't wait to get to Bucky's. You can people watch. You talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah, you talk about rednecks. And it's redneck world, my friend.
Well, thank you. You just insulted Deborah. That come through.
No, rednecks is a term of endearment for.
Oh, is it?
For a lot
of
people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we don't mind being called rednecks.
Yeah. Hey, Deborah. Thank you for letting us know where you live there. Now, also, you got that big shopping area down there by you, too.
We sure do. We have Owa.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
All right, so I got a question. People who live by the beach, where do you vacation?
Because they're burnt out.
Because I grew up in Baldwin County, and, you know, we lived at the beach for a little while during the summers, but no, we vacation to cooler weather.
Okay. Right. I always wonder that because, you know, people like live where we do,
right?
You know, we love going to the beach, but it's 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
So it's something you anticipate and look forward to. But if you live there, you're like going, well, maybe I need to go to the mountains.
Yeah. Why don't we just go to the mall for vacation?
It's right.
So common.
Deborah, ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I wanted to answer the animal cars, the name of them, because we have two Mustangs sitting out in our garage.
Oh, what year Mustangs?
1969, Mach 1s.
Yep, with that slanted back.
That's right.
Now, do you know if it's got a 302 in it, or 351 Cleveland or Windsor? Do you know any of that, or do you need to put your husband on the phone?
Oh, well, he just walked out, and he needs to be the one to answer all of
this. Well, so JJ's over here mansplaining.
Let's get back to the... What?
He said it's a Cleveland and a Windsor. We got both.
Because you got both. Oh, that's nice. Well, hey, listen, do you want... Which question you want to answer since somebody took that one?
Okay. And somebody took the Geiger counter, but that's good, too.
Yeah.
I want to answer Ed's IRS question.
All right, here it is, Deborah. If you get money from illegal activities, the IRS does not require you to declare those on your tax returns. Is that true or false?
That is 100% false. They want to know every dime you bring in.
You are correct.
Yeah.
It is absolutely false. The IRS requires you to declare money that you get from illegal activities, or you get in even more trouble.
Yeah, they want you to pay taxes on money you made on drugs or moonshining, and they will take the money.
Yep, that's absolutely
right.
In fact,
which seems bizarre.
Yep.
Exactly.
What's your question for us, Deborah?
Okay, well, I have two because I keep this little memo on my phone, little questions I hear, because I always listen usually, but I just want to learn from you esteemed professors.
Oh, thank you, Deborah.
I normally don't call.
That's touching.
But whenever you have the car names for the animals, I wanted to call in.
Oh,
but
good.
Anyway, I'm gonna go with just a little, maybe a simple riddle, and I'm sure JJ's probably going to get
you know
one.
It.
It won't be me.
Okay. Yeah. What's the difference between
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Deborah. I was trying to help Ben. She said JJ has got a shot.
Right.
But she didn't mention you or me.
No.
Well, let me correct that. I think any one of y'all have a shot.
Tim's a riddle master. But all right, give us a chance. What is it, Deborah?
Oh, it's easy. What is the difference between swine flu and bird flu?
Swine flu and bird flu. Well, it's a riddle, so there's something funny in this.
Yeah.
What's the difference between swine flu and
bird flu?
Would it be something about when pigs fly?
I think you're onto something,
JJ. I don't know. I can't come to the conclusion. You better tell us, Deborah. We're pretty close to the end of the program. What's the answer?
Okay, one requires ointment, the other requires tweetment.
ointment and tweetment.
I like it.
I got to remember that one.
Deborah,
I know JJ will.
You said the one Mustang, I'm still stuck about the two cars in your garage. One's a 69. Uh-huh. What's the other one? Both of them are 69.
Both of them are 69.
Now, not everybody's got a his and hers 69 Mustang. That's impressive.
What was that famous car from the 60s movie with
fell out in California?
Steve McQueen.
Bullet?
That was Bullet. That was a Mustang.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
But that would have been prior to 69 because the movie was.
It was a 68.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it was a 68 Mustang.
And the ones that sort of got the whole thing started, 64 through 66, you can't really tell the difference in them. 64 was the first one, but a 64, 65, and 66 are the iconic smaller ones that you recognize to be,
So Deborah's is not iconic.
No, it is. It's really, that's when you had the Boss. That's when they started making the muscle cars. 69 was one of the best years for muscle
69,
cars.
69, yeah. Hey, Deborah, take anything else?
No. I've really enjoyed this call. I've always
Thank
listened.
You.
I've been listening for years and years. And
well, bless you.
And it's finally.
All right.
I'm honored to be able to talk to you guys.
Oh,
we're
going to
send
you,
we're going to send Deborah a ball cap. AFR
oh,
ball cap.
Oh, there you
go.
Well,
I think we need to send them. They got matching cars. We got to send them matching hats.
That's right. They both need that when they're driving around.
Okay,
his and
send
her.
Two.
Two ball caps.
They need to get their address.
Deborah, stay on the line, please. They're in Alabama.
All right.
And you're so nice, and thank you and your husband for your love and prayers and support of AFA and AFR.
We're just about out of time. I wanted to save time for this. So,
okay,
cue this up, Adam, because I asked the question which nobody answered. What two things did Mama Pajama do? Let's go.
Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station.
Okay, there you go. Mama Pajama rolled.
Julio
she
down
rolled,
by the schoolyard.
She rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station.
As soon as I started playing, I knew what
That's
it was.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No,
You knew.
I recognized the tune.
I didn't
really listen to the words very often. I just got hooked on the music.
Well, there's some profound words there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, we got to get our...
Oh, we better do this
who
quickly.
Who blinks more, men or women? It's
women.
19 times a minute, men only 11.
19 times a minute?
Hey, the miracle comeback, what team?
Oh, the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah. Michael Jackson coined the phrase junk food. True
I'm
going to
say that's false.
False.
Just beat it.
Luke's gospel, three lost things.
Coin, sheep, son.
That's
Sons.
It. Tim, what was your last
that
one?
That was my last one, Mama Pajama.
Oh, good.
Rolled out of bed and went to the police station.
The guy that
Who was
coined,
the singer?
Paul Simon.
Yeah.
The guy that coined the phrase junk food was Michael Jacobson, so that gave me an idea to change it because most of my true or false are true, so I threw a false one in there.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to Trivia Friday. If you want to listen to previous Trivia Friday shows, just go to AFR.net. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.